Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We are digging through the crates for some scratchy 78s, 45s, LPs, cassettes, and even compact discs. Along the way, we'll discover some classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, soul, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for coming on this journey of homegrown, homemade radio. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to explore another program that I have produced called Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, which I produced throughout the pandemic years of 2020 and early 2021. So let's dig into the crates and find some easy listening tunes. No, not a snorefest. Some cool, good music. Awesome stuff. Yeah, don't turn that dial. Come on, give it a chance. Ahmad Jamal with Peace at Last. And we started off with Ernest Ranglin, Gonna Go Outside in the Rain. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is the easy listening edition. We're kind of exploring a show that I produced in 2020 and 2021 called Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, which, by the way, if you're curious, is archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net.
Joe Aliff's pharmacy is just outside his back door. When he feels a sore throat coming on, he makes tea from some yellow root or golden seal to ease the pain. That's just one of many remedies tested through the generations and passed on to Joe from his mother. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Well, Joe lives in the Appalachian Mountains of West Virginia, which is known for its rich biodiversity. A retired coal miner, he believes that Mother Earth gives us everything we need, including cures for common ailments.
That mountain is like a drugstore. Well, you don't have to have money, you just need a little bit of knowledge. These creek banks are lined with peppermint and spearmint. You gather those leaves and dry them, just lay them on a newspaper and let them dry, and you put that in quart jars. And if you get an upset stomach through the winter, you simply make yourself a mint tea and maybe have a cup in the morning and a cup at noon, maybe one at evening, and your stomach trouble's over. And if you get diarrhea, all country people keep blackberries canned. If you get diarrhea, you simply take blackberries. Drink the juice, eat the berry, it doesn't make any difference. We're never without blackberries. And if the very minute you sense that you're getting a sore throat, you tell me and I'll make the yellow root tea. And every time you go by, you just simply take a spoonful.
The trees and plants provide more than just medicine for the folks of Appalachia. Each season brings a different selection of edibles. In our next program, Joe Aliff tells us how families traditionally gather food in the springtime. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. It's like having a radio time machine back to, say, 1973. To a backwater NPR station at 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning when no one was listening except you and the crickets.
Thank you. better bring a check around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down.
I wonder.
Mr. Boz Skaggs with Low Down, the Disco Perfection version. Before that, we heard the Assembled Multitude, Wild Nine Guitar Gently Weeps, and we started off with Gary McFarland and Gabor Szabo with Simpatico. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're exploring another production that I do called Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. We'll get back to more tunes right after Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. In the mid-1990s, a golden age of fossil discovery began in northeast China. Mesozoic fossils unearthed in the Liaoning region date from 120 to 160 million years ago. It was a time when feathered dinosaurs and early birds were both flourishing and differentiating. It's a crucial period for understanding the evolution of birds and their connection to feathered dinosaurs. And the quality and diversity of the fossils has blown scientists away. One volcanic eruption after another covered animals with mud and fine particles of ash. This prevented decomposition and preserved soft body parts as well as bones, a rare result reminiscent of Pompeii. Some dinosaurs were so well preserved that even their stomach contents can be examined. The signature fossil of Liaoning, found in the 1990s, was the world's first known feathered dinosaur, Cynoceropteryx, the China dragon bird. Dozens more species have since turned up. One showstopper is a small flying dinosaur, Microraptor, with four wing-like appendages. There's no telling what will turn up next. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
John Tartaglia with Light My Fire. Before that, Mr. Herbie Mann with the Do It Again, great tune, made famous by Steely Dan. We started off with the theme to Gentle on My Mind, Mr. Glenn Campbell. And I'm Mr. DJ Frederick, here with you on WSCS 90.9 FM here in New London, New Hampshire, or you could be listening anywhere in the world at classicalwscs.org. Listen on your computer, your tablet, your smartphone, your gold fillings. It's all good.
This is Bing Crosby reminding you that next Saturday is the day for a special salute to a lot of mighty fine youngsters all over the country. Saturday, you know, is National Newspaper Boy Day. I used to be a newspaper boy myself, and I think I can speak from personal experience and tell you that selling and delivering papers is good business training that gives a boy self-reliance when he grows up. Give your local newspaper boy a pat on the back, won't you, for doing a good job of delivering a free press to a free people.
We're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.
sitting by myself in a secret. Chasing thoughts through rainbows in my mind. Changing time. Tomorrow's dream.
some easy listening tunes from Radio Thrift Shop. That was Sven Liebeck from the Nickel Queen soundtrack, which has not been reissued or available for about 50 years. That was Spinifex Hill and Go Anywhere. Before that, Basil Kitchen with I Start Counting, and we started off with Maston from his Panorama release, Morning Paper. All right, you've been listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, while also listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. That is the magic of radio. And wherever you're listening from, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. I'll be back next week with more of the Radio Thrift Shop.